Why? Mishum Rav Chabesa, because Rabbanu want that there should be a lot of food like in the house. So the Bedavka want the husband to work on the field, that there should be a lot of produce. And the Ma'al was talking about the staying married together. So bring in all the food into the house, so there'll be a lot of simcha. That's why the Rabbanu let the husband do it. But here, that's time the husband should be able to sell it to somebody else. They didn't give him this chus. But to sell to somebody else, for that purpose, the Rabbanu never gave their husband a right to use the field. So that's the question, could the husband sell his rights or not? Samar says, Yehuda Mar Bamarema Mishmei de Rav Oma says over that Mashos also, yes, if the husband sold the rights of his field to use the produce to somebody else, it's a good sale. The other person has a right to do it. Rav Papa Oma Mishmei de Rav Lo Yosef Lo Klum. No. The halacha is the husband does not have the right to sell it. And if he does sell it, nothing doing. The new person does not have a right to use the produce of the field. Omer Rav Papa says, Hod Yehuda, Ma Bar Marema. The author was saying over for Ma Bar Marema, you should know, La Beferi Shitma. We didn't hear it clearly from him. Ela Meklol Itma, only from a klal, from another rule did we hear it. In other words, the Papa is saying that Yehuda, Ma Bar Marema, that said over the name of Rava, that said the sale is good, he says, you know, he never really heard it from Rava that he said the sale really is good. It's only from a cloud that he heard it. So Mora says now, well, what's the case? Mekol Itma. It happened once with a lady. The Ailulei Lagavra Tarti Imosa. When she got married, like, she brought in a Nichsim Lug, two maids. She brought in two maids. Now, Ozal Gavra. So the husband went now, Nosev Issacharitti, went and married another wife. He married a second wife. And Ailolo Chodim Inayu. Now the first wife, when they got married, brought in two maids. That's Nichsim Elug. The maids belong to the wife. But the husband has a right to use it. The payrus, the work of the maids, belong to the husband. The husband has a right to make the maids work. Now the husband went and married a second wife. And he gave one of these maids to the second wife. So that's the case. He's allowed to do it. Is Osla came the Rava, they came in front of Rava, Sof Chobla Yashkechba, like the first wife started to cry and scream, what is my husband doing, taking away my maid and giving to the second wife? But Yashkechba, Rava didn't say anything. Rava said, Mashma, no. He kept quiet that the husband has a right to do it. This was the story, this was the case, the Rava, they saw the husband does have a right to sell it to somebody else. So the Gemara says, Man, the Chaz, whoever saw that the way Rava just kept quiet, Sover, they held, Mishum the Sover, Masha Sosi. Because the locher is, the husband now calls them on the married, he has the right to use the paris, to use the produce, or here if it's a maid, he has the right to use the work of the maid. And therefore, if he sells it to somebody else, he has a right to. See, also, it's not worse than he sold it to a third party, that he sold it, he gave it over to a second wife. That's why they held that he was allowed to give it over to a second wife. But the Gemara says, you should know, really, Velohi, no, it's no proof, it's not a good proof. I tell you, Mishum Rav Chabesa, maybe no. Maybe the only reason why the Rabbanan said the husband has a right to use the payrus, the produce of the field, is because the Rabbanan wanted that there should be a lot of property, like Rav Chabesa. There should be a lot of food in the house. They want a lot to be in the house, that they should be happy in the house. I tell you. But to sell it to a third person, the third person would make a lot of money out of it, not the husband. That they didn't give it to him for. But here it's different. But over here, Lamaisa, this husband married another wife. They're in the same house now. So the ma'isa, the maid is working to keep the house clean. What's the difference? Is she working for this wife or for that wife? The ma'isa, it's one bias. So that's why here it's better. That's why here Rabbi kept quiet and said, the husband has the right to give the maid to the second wife. All because it's in the same house, and it's called Rav Chabesa. It's going to be easier. It'll be easier work in the house. All right, turn over. She says, Sha'afata, even now also, he oisa tzorchi abayis, like the second maid is still working in the house. Therefore, here it's better. But it could be to sell to a third somebody else, he has no right to do it. Verse says, V'hilchasa, what's the maskono? That Baal Shemochar Karka Laperis. If a husband that has a nichsim elug, his wife's property, that he has a right to use the peris if he sells it to somebody else, the locher is layosav leklun. Nothing doing, he has no right to sell it to somebody else. My time, what's the reason? Why is the sale no good? Abayi Rom Rabayi says, Chashinan Shema Tachsif. We're afraid that maybe you'll get ruined. In other words, Rashi says, that the person that buys it now won't really fertilize the karka good and keep it in good shape, because he's always afraid that any minute now the wife, the husband, will give his wife a get, and he only has the right to use it, this third person, calls the man they're married, calls the man the husband had a right to use the peris. But he's always afraid maybe the husband will give his wife a get, and then he'll lose his right to use the peris. So he doesn't want to invest too much money in the fields. So we're afraid he won't fertilize the good. That's why he can't sell it to somebody else. Mashenkin, the husband himself, he's not afraid. Like, he knows if he's going to give a get or not. So if he doesn't have in mind to give a get, we're not afraid. Normal, he'll put a lot of money into the field. He'll take good care of it. Rav, Rav says, Mishum Rav Chabesa. No, this was like we said before, that the Rabbanim wanted that the produce should stay in the house itself and not go to somebody else. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Where it says, Ika Benayu, Aryu, the Makar of Lamosa. If you have a field that's right near the city, that the kids, you could always see it. So therefore, the person that buys it now would be afraid not to fertilize, not to take good care of it, because everybody could see it. So therefore, like the husband and the wife would see if he's not taking good care of it. So if the field would be near the city, then they would be allowed to sell to somebody else, because we're not afraid that person won't take good care of it, because everybody could see it. But if the reason is Mishum Rav Chabesa, still it won't help. Inam Yerels Baal Orisu. Nafkamin also is, let's say the husband is an Oris. He himself plows it. He himself could plow. In other words, what he says, Oris means the husband is taking care of it, but he's only selling the Paris. The Paris he's selling to somebody else. So then it's okay, we're not afraid of Shema Tachsif, because the husband is working good on the field. It's just the Rav Chabesa you don't have. Like the produce, the husband doesn't bring home. He sells it to somebody else. But that's the shali where the husband is working, and what he's selling is the fruits he sold to somebody else. He wants to make money on the fruits. Can he do that or not? Or does he have to bring the fruits into the house? So if it's Mishum Rav Chabesa, so he doesn't have to bring it into the house. But if it's only afraid he can't sell it because he'll ruin the fields, when he's working on it, then we're not afraid he'll get ruined. Inam or else, Zuzi, for Ka'ovid Bo Iska. Or else the same case where, let's say, the husband sells the produce, and with the money that he gets, the husband says, no, I'm going to do with it now. Not that I'm going to eat it up. I'm going to put it into a business. I'm going to make an isker out of it, a business out of it. And the male will become rich from it. See, if the only reason why he can't sell it is because the Rabbanu wanted to be a lot of money in the house, the husband says, listen, this way I'll make more money. I'm going to sell the produce to somebody else. I'll even hit this side, even let the other person work on the fields. And I'm going to sell it to him, the rights to use it. But the money I get from him, I'm not only going to eat it up and use it. I'm going to put it into business. So you should know we'll have much more money. So there'll be more of a Rav Chabesa. But if the reason is Mishum Shema Tachsif, that we're afraid the other person won't take good care of it, that's first, still applies here. We have to be afraid maybe he won't take such good care of it. So that's the difference between these two reasons. And now the Mishnah says like this, Shemeres Yovam Shenoflu Lo Nechosim. Or Shemeres Yovam, again, that's where her husband died, and there's a brother that's alive and they have no children. Now the brother did not make Yibum yet, she's only a Shemeres Yavon. Shenoflu lo nechosim. Now after her first husband dies, now her father dies, and she gets Yerusha. She has property now, or else somebody now gives her matana. So the locker is that Moidim Beishame Besilu. Both Beishame Besilu both agree, Shemoicheres v'noisenes v'kayim, that she is the total owner of her property now, of the Nichsim Elug, and if she wants to, she's allowed to sell it. If she sells it to somebody else, it's Kayim, to Shemeres Yovim, the Yovim has no right to get it. In other words, since the Yovim did not make Yibum yet, his only Zika, it's not really his wife yet, therefore she's allowed to sell the property. What about the Mesa? What about she dies now? The Shemeres Yovim, the wife that after her first husband died, before the brother makes Yibum, now she dies. So ma yase b'ksubosa uvenechosim anechnosim v'yoytzimo. What should we do with ksuba? So Rashi says the ksuba means b'nadunya shechnisu loy, the presence that she brought into him. V'shemosim loy b'ksubosa. We wrote it into the ksuba exactly how much it was worth. V'kibul olav achriyusan, that the husband has an achrayis when he gives her a get or at the end to give it back to her. U'rishoyin loy tziyam, and the husband's allowed to use it. That's called like Nichsei Tzern Barzel. That means that she doesn't lose these. We evaluate how much it's worth when she brings it in, and that much value of it is written down in the Ksuba that the husband owes it to her. Either when he dies or else when she gets a get and she receives to receive her Ksuba, she gets this money back. So now what do we do now with Huxuba? No, because her husband died first. So she has the right to get back her Nadunya, the present she brought in. That's called the Nichsei Tzayno Barzel. Or also, Uve Nichosim HaNichnosim VaYoytzenimo. That's called Nichsei Milug. These are two types of properties that when Anisha gets married, she brings into her husband's Rishus. Nichsei, Nichosim and Nichnosim VaYoytzenimo means, really, that's what we're learning before. That the keren, the property, belongs to the wife. It's hers. And the husband can't sell it. It's only that the husband has the right to use the peres. That means she brings it in and she takes it out with her. So now, when she dies, who yashens it? Who gets her nichsei melug? Who gets it? So it's a machlekes. Beishamayemu says, yachleiku yorshe habal im yorshe yav. Now that she died, now that the wife died, and her husband died already before, so now she, really right now she's not married, so there are two people that could yashen her. Usually the case is, her father, she had no children here, so usually her father yashens her. But here the question is, that since there's a yovim involved, there's a brother, maybe the brother should yashen it, because he's like the yerush of the first husband. So therefore Bishami says, yachleiku, they should divide it. Yorshei habal, which means the brother, im yorshayav, with either her father or else whoever would yashin from her side. And Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Yevamos talks about this mission and explains it, that really Beshamayoni means on the nichsei milug. That's the question with Sayachleku. But the nichsei tzerno barzel that the husband has a right to sell, that for sure his yorshim yashinit. So I call upon Beshamay says on the nichsei milug, that's what she brings in, and the husband can't sell the property, only the husband has the right to use it. So such property, when she dies, Beishami says they divide it. The Yorshei HaBaal with the Yorshei HaAv. Beisilu says no. Nechosim b'cheskosim. The Nechosim remained, this property remains in the same chazok, in the same possession that it was up until now. And the Gemara in Yevamos also says, Machlek is exactly what does it mean. So Rashi says, it goes on, Amrim Nechosim, Rashi, the Tzayin no Barzel, that the ones the husband has a right to sell is also Becheskosin. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Barbaras, what's the Machlekes over there? What does it mean? Does it mean the Cheskas Av or the Cheskas Abal? Bakopa, it's not Yachleiku, for sure belongs to one of them. Uksuba, Uksuba here means the Nichse Milug, that's Becheskas Yorshe Habal. So Rashi says, what does it mean, the Ksub here? That means the Mon and the Messiah and the Taisefer, Sheruyin, Lovilo, Mishel Baal. So that's Becheskas Yorshe Abal. There's a regular Din Ksuba, the $200, or else the Taisus Ksuba that was put into it when she dies. So now who gets it? So that remains for sure, Cheskas Yorshe Abal, since the husband didn't give it away yet, and now she died. So the money remains by the Cheskas Abal. What about Nechosim Han Nechnosim Vayotze Imo? What about the Nichsei Milug? I mean, so far we spoke about the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, that the husband has a right to sell and only the value belongs to the wife. Then we spoke about the Ksuba, the $200. Now what about the Nechosim that she has, Nichsei Milug, which means the husband does not have a right to sell it, just it always goes with her and goes out with her. The husband only has a right to eat the peres. What do we do with the Nichsei Milug, which is called Nichosim HaNichnosim HaYetzimimo, which goes in and goes out with her? So the Cheskas Yorshayav, that remains by her Rishus, by her father. Since it's in her property at all times, she's the Bailam over it, therefore it remains by her. What about her Niach Ochiv Mois? What about if the brother now leaves over money? In other words, when her first husband died, he left over money. Now really, her ksuba is supposed to come from the property of the first husband. Even if the second brother now makes yibum, the loch we had in Yevamos was that the first husband, from his nechosma, from the Yerusha that he leaves over, she gets her ksuba when she gets a get from the second one. So therefore, what's going to be if the first husband left over money? So it said, yikach bem karka, she should buy karka with it. Vuecha peris, and the second husband has a right now to eat the peris of it. Now, peiris ha-talushim in a karka. What's going to be peiris that are still attached to the ground? Is also yukach bem karka. She has a right to buy karka with it. V'uecha peiris, and the husband only eats the peiris out of it. Because that's called like Karen. So Rashi says, this man yom hold that metalt le mishtad l'ksuba. Therefore, when the first husband died, even his metaltim, even his money, is also meshubah to ksuba. Therefore, the money is like meshubah to her. Therefore, she's supposed to buy karka, and aloha is the second husband can eat the peris of it. So, if you have peris hamechuborim, forget, the first said it was peris hatlushim. If the peris will cut off the field already, atlushim, minakark, if it's cut off, that's really cool, like kesef, like metaltlim. It's the same halacha, yukach bem karka, he's supposed to buy karka, v'uecho peris, he'll eat the fruit of it. So the new husband, the brother. What about hamechobor lekarka, the peris that are attached to the ground? Some Rameya says, shomenoisa, we shots up, we evaluate how much this field is worth more now because of the fruits that are on it. So that means shomenoisan, we evaluate it. Kama hein yofim beperis, how much it's worth with the fruits. For kama hein yofim beperis, how much it's worth without the fruits. For yhamoisa, the leftover, the more money now, yikubem karka. She should buy karka with it. Now that's called part of her keren, that she has a right to buy karka with it. Vuecha peris, and the husband will eat the peris from it. The fruits that are attached to the ground, shaloi, belongs to him. And the Gemara, yes, the kasha doesn't make any sense. The peris that are attached to the ground is like karka, so who, why does it go to him? And the Gemara says, really, it means it goes to her. We'll see this more in the Gemara. Now, hatlushim min karka. The Chum say, though, if the peris that are tlushim, not attached to the ground, so then they hold kol ha-koydim zocha behen. It depends whoever gets to it first. Kodam who, if the new husband gets to it first, zocha, he yashins like his brother and he has a right to keep it. Kodam he, if she gets to it first, then it remains by her, by the wife. Therefore, yukach ben karka, she's supposed to buy property with it. And the law her is, v'uecha peris, the husband can eat the peris, the fruits of it. Well, we'll see all this in the Gemara. Vaita kumsa. Let's say they do make yibum now, after her first husband died. Now the brother marries her, she's still alive, the brother marries her. Is already kishtel chodover, it's like his wife now for everything. He's like regular din ishus. If he wants, he can give her a get. But bilvad, providing she takes to bosa nichse by lohorishim. This is what we have in the Gemara in Yivomis. That a ksuba now, not the pshat, the new husband, the second brother, has to pay him, but a gold comes from the nechosim of the first husband. From the property the first husband left over, that's where she gets a ksuba. Now, lo yoimelo, the new husband now cannot, the new brother cannot say to her, harei ksuba secho monachas al shulchan. Like I'm putting away money right now for the ksuba, I yashin my brother, and he left over a lot of money and a lot of property, so I'm setting aside now the $1,000 for your ksuba, and therefore what he would like to do with the rest of the property that he yashin from his brother, he wants to be able to sell it, to use it as if it's his completely. So the Mishnah says nothing doing. Lo yoimer lo, he can't tell her. Harei ksuba secha menachas al shulchan. Your ksuba is on the table. He can't say that. Elo, rather, kol nechosa v'achron ksubosa. All the property that the second brother yashin from his first brother is all meshubat for ksuba. So even if that money gets lost, she still has a right to collect from the rest of the nechosim. And therefore the new brother now cannot sell any property that belonged to the first brother, because all the property is meshubat for ksuba. Says the chain the same thing, l'yomer adam lishtoi. In a regular case, when you marry your wife, you should not tell your wife, harei ksuba secha menachas al shulchan, the same thing. If you write in the ksuba 200, so you can't stop set aside $200, and like I said, the rest of the crack and the rest of my property is not meshubat to you, you can't do that. El lakol nechosa v'achron ksubasa. But rather, all this property that you own is meshubid to pay your wife's ksuba. Girsha, once you give her a get, here even the case where you make yibum, where you married your brother's wife and you gave her a get, is ein lo ela ksuba. She only gets a ksuba, which here means from the money that she yarshin from the first brother. And Rashi speaks out that, but before he gave her a get, all the brother's nechosim is meshubat for ksuba. The brother can't sell any nechosim that belong to his brother. But once he gives her a get, then all she has is just the right to collect the money, but the rest of the property belongs to the brother, and he can sell, do what he wants with it. Herzira, let's say after the second brother gives her a get, and he's not a kohen, he wants to remarry her, he could do it, and arei kechol hanoshim, she's like any other wife, v'yein le'el ksuba b'vad, that she only gets the ksuba.
That's the law of any isha. When you remarry here again, the ksuba defshat is the same chiv as the first ksuba. You only have to write a new ksuba. The same whatever you machayv yourself for the first ksuba, that ksuba still remains now when you remarry here. And the Gemara asked the question really, what do we have to have the chiddush here by Yovam for when he gives her a get and remarries her? It's the same halacha by a regular wife. Well, we'll see all these halachas in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this, Iboilu, here we have a shalom like this, Shemeris Yovam Shemesa. In the case where she was a Shemeris Yovam, in other words, first her husband died and they had no children. And there was a brother alive, so it's supposed to be a mitzvah Yivam, but he just didn't do Yivam yet. And now she dies. Is me kaivra, who has the chiyev to be kaivra her, to bury her? One svar is Yorshe Habal Kovrilo, that the Yorshim of the husband, the husband's brother, like, he has to bury her. Why? The Koryasik Suba, because the Yorshe Habal are Yashning Haksuba. Like Rashi says, learned in the Gemara before, that for us, Atachas Ksubasa, what's the chiyev why a husband has to Yashin and bury his wife? Is because of the Ksuba that he gets from her. Here also, the Yorshe Habal, they Yashin Ksuba. It's the $200, the money of the Ksuba itself, the Yorshe Habal keep. Therefore, they should have the Chiyiv to bury her. That's one Svara. Oiduma, maybe Yorshe Avkovrilo. No, maybe the Yorshe of her father have to bury her. The Kor Yorshe Niyasi Nechosim Anechnosim Yetzimo. Because we have before the Nichsim Ilug, the property that really belongs to her, she just brings in and takes out with her, the Nichsim Ilug that the husband can only eat to Paris, that's the locha that her father yarshens it. Because really that's in her property, it's her Karen. Therefore, since the father gets something from her, maybe the father has to be kaiver her. So that's the shayla, which one of the two has the chiyev to bury her? So Rav Amram says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Tanya, we learned like this. Shemeris Yovam Shemesa. Or Shemeris Yovam, again, the first husband died without children, and she was in a matzav of Yibun because she had a brother-in-law that was alive, and then she died. So it says, Alocha, now who has a chiev to make the kfura to take care of burying her?